Even after hearing Ram's assurances, Sugriva remained doubtful whether Ram was powerful enough to slay Bali. And to further illustrate his elder brother's prowess, Sugriva told the following story. Once there was a great demon named Dundhubi, who wandered over the earth in the form of a buffalo. Upon reaching the seashore, Dundhubi challenged the ocean to fight. The ocean personified, then appeared and said, "O best of the Asuras, I am not a competent match for you. So I suggest that you approach Himavan, the presiding deity of the Himalaya mountains and the father-in-law of Lord Shiva." Thinking the ocean to be afraid of fighting him, Dundhubi went to the Himalayan mountains and began tearing down its peaks and cliffs. Himavan then appeared upon one mountaintop and said, "I am the shelter of great rishis who are nonviolent and equipoised. I am not at all adept at warfare. Therefore, O greatest of demons, please leave us aside and do not create any further disturbance." Then the angry demon asked who he could fight with instead, and Himavan described my brother Bali, son of King Indra. And thereafter, Dundhubi went to Kishkindya, and while bellowing loudly, began tearing up the ground with his hooves, uprooting great trees, and damaging the city's gates with his horns. Immediately, Bali went out and challenged the arrogant demon to fight. After a brief exchange of harsh words, Bali grabbed Dundhubi by the horns, whirling him around, and then dashed him to the ground, causing blood to flow from the demon's ears. A fierce duel then ensued, as each struck the other forcefully. However, after a short time, the demon began to weaken. Seeing this, Bali lifted Dundhubi into the air, smashing him on the ground with all of his strength. As blood poured profusely from every hole of his body, the demon gave up his life. Then, Bali lifted up Dundhubi's dead body, hurling it 4 miles away. However, as the corpse flew through the air, drops of blood fell from its mouth, landing on the ground at Matunga Rishi's ashram. This angered the great Rishi, who wondered who could have done such a thoughtless and stupid act. When Matunga came to know that the demon had been killed by Bali, he pronounced the following curse: "If that monkey ever comes within 4 miles of my ashram, he will instantly die. And if any one of his ministers comes here, they will remain as statues for thousands of years." Although Bali tried to pacify the Rishi, he was unable to do so, and has been afraid to approach this place ever since. Over there, you can see the very bones of that great demon. So you can just imagine how powerful Dundhubi must have been. So how then can you hope to defeat Bali? Lakshman then laughed, realizing that Sugriva doubted Ram's ability to kill Bali. He then asked him what feat could Ram do that would prove his prowess and thus set your mind at ease. "O Lakshman, once at this very place, Bali pierced 7 large trees with 7 arrows. So if Ram could split one of these trees with a single arrow and then kick the remains of Dundhubi a distance of 200 bow lengths, then I would consider Ram a suitable match for Bali." Upon hearing this, Ram effortlessly lifted the skeleton of Dundhubi with his big toe and sportingly flung it a distance of 80 miles. But even so, Sugriva said, when Vali threw Dundubi's body, it was heavy with flesh and blood. And moreover, he was greatly fatigued from fighting. So since the carcass is now much lighter, it is impossible for me to judge who is more powerful, you or Vali. At that time, Ram took up his bow, releasing a powerful arrow that pierced all 7 trees, then entered the earth and went down to the bottom of the universe, and after 1 hour returned to his quiver. Sugriva was indeed struck with wonder and reverently bowed at Ram's lotus feet. Ram then embraced Sugriva and suggested, let us now go to Kishkindya. You should go ahead and challenge Vali, while Lakshman and I hide behind some trees just outside the city gates.